Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi there, this is Harry, and welcome back to my podcast where I try to help you to get a better understanding of English so you can communicate in a better and more effective and efficient way. So, what do I have for you today in our podcast? Well, again, we're going to talk about emotions, but in this particular podcast, we're going to look at collocations about emotions. So, I'll give you some expressions and see how you can use those. Okay, so collocations connected with emotions. First one, to hide their emotions. So people hide their emotions in many different ways. How do you hide your emotions? People just put on a brave face and smile and don't let people see how exactly they're feeling. So if they get bad news, they take a deep breath and they just smile and they walk away. So to hide your emotions. Next, to be overcome with emotion. So this is quite the opposite. To be overcome with emotion is you cannot hide it and you're overcome. You just break down. You start sobbing or crying or screaming or there's some visible effect. So he was overcome with emotion when he heard the news of the passing of his favorite grandmother. So he was overcome with emotion when his wife told him that she was leaving him. Okay. Overcome with emotion, meaning you can no longer hide it and it comes out or it breaks out in different ways, by crying, by screaming, by shouting, whatever it might be. We all show and reflect our emotions in different ways. Next, an overwhelming emotion. Overwhelming is something that overcomes us, takes control. Overwhelming emotion. And it can be positive or it can be negative. There were signs of overwhelming emotion in the crowd when they heard the news that he had survived the cancer scare and was going to be okay. So the signs or the noise of overwhelming emotion, people clapping, people singing, people shouting, people screaming. Yeah, but with happiness, overwhelming emotion. To be overwhelmed by something means to be taken over by something, yes? So you can be overwhelmed by people's support for you, meaning you're not expecting it. So an overwhelming emotion is an emotion that takes over, yeah? And it spreads around the crowd, okay? An overwhelming emotion. Next, pent-up emotions. When something is pent, P-E-N-T, up, when something is pent up, it is building up inside, very like a volcano, yeah? And eventually, what happens to the volcano? Boom, it explodes. So when we have pent up, this is emotion that is building up inside. Something's going to happen. As we say in English, something has to give. And usually it comes out in some form, either a shouting situation or a screaming situation or crying and wailing or whatever it might be. And just somebody can no longer keep it in. So they've been listening to this news for many days. They've been explained and told by people what to do, and they continue just to keep quiet and silent. But all of the time, deep down, there's an emotion building up, and then suddenly, bang, like as I said, the volcano, it explodes and comes out with deep wailing or screaming or shouting, whatever it might be. These pent up emotions. And pent up emotions are not good for us psychologically. They always tell us that we should let out or release that emotion. You know, go into the park and have a run. Go into the forest and scream. You've only got the trees to listen to you. Whatever you wish to do, get rid of those pent up emotions. And we had, and the first, hide their emotions. Now we have to show their emotions. So how do people show their emotions, or how do they demonstrate their emotions? Well, of course, you can demonstrate and show them in many different ways. You can do it through your body language. You can show your emotions of disgust. You show your emotions of excitement, of love or hatred. All of those emotions that I've mentioned previously. So show their emotions. People like to show their emotions. People are no longer afraid to cry. There was a time when I was growing up, you weren't allowed or you were told not to cry. Your father would always say, "What are you crying for? Stop crying." Yeah. So now people are encouraged to show their emotions, to let their emotions out. If they want to cry, they cry. If they want to scream, they scream. If they want to shout, they shout. So they show or demonstrate their emotions. How do you show your emotions? Next, raw emotion. When something raw, like a piece of meat, it's uncooked, raw is something that has not been controlled. So that scream, that shout, pure and utter raw emotion. You can feel it, you can sense it, you can taste it. The raw emotion of a crowd. I think in a boxing match, I don't like boxing as such. I don't like to watch it because it's very violent. But if you see the crowd and they're screaming and shouting, they want to see action. There's raw emotion among the crowd. Sometimes really bad, but this is what they have, raw emotion. And of course, we can be full of emotion. We can be full of tears. We can be full of happiness. We can be full of sadness. Whatever the emotion is, we are full of it, meaning we are ready to explode. We are ready to share it with others if they will let us. Yeah. So people might say, "Oh, I can't talk to you now. I'm just so full of emotion. The story was so gripping. The story was so lovely or so sad," whichever it gives you some emotions, but you're not able to speak because at that time you are full of emotion. Okay. And then finally, to be choked with emotion. And this is a sense when you're choked, it means that you can't express, you can't talk, you can't get your feelings out because it's still inside, it's still raw, and it's still something that you want to break down yourself and understand. So you're choked with emotion. I can't talk to you. No, please leave me alone. So somebody choked with emotion, and they can only deal with it in their own way, and later on perhaps they will be able to discuss it with you. Okay, so collocations with emotion. Let me give them to you one more time. To hide their emotions. Overcome with emotion. Overwhelming emotions. Pent-up emotions. To show their emotions. Raw emotion. To be full of emotion. And finally, to be choked with emotion. Okay, so that's our podcast. I hope you've enjoyed it. And as always, if you want to contact me, well, then you can do so on www.englishlessonviaskype.com. Please contact me if you want me to include anything in future podcasts. I'm very happy to listen to them and include them if I can. And when you get onto my webpage, look out for the link to the Easy Peasy Club, the Easy Peasy English Club, which is a really effective, efficient, and most of all, economic way for you to learn English. You get one pre-recorded lesson with me every week, one pre-recorded lesson with me every week, among lots of other material. So it's really, really of great interest. So if you want to get it, you'll see it on my webpage. And as always, I appreciate you listening, and join me again soon.